Hello, this is Chris Williams. You might know me from my blog, musingsofchriswilliams.blogspot.com. I'm blogging about the Labour election contest here in the United Kingdom. I recorded the first part of the contest result being read out, and it was a bit tedious because they distributed everyone's votes when they got knocked out. And in the last few seconds, Ed Miliband has narrowly defeated his brother David. David got 49.39% of the vote, but Ed Miliband's total exceeded the 50% limit needed. So Ed Miliband narrowly beats his brother David. And in my opinion, he is speaking now. He's taking out. He looks like he's going to cry.
Conference, can I start by thanking you for the amazing honour that you have given me. I first joined this party at the age of 17. Never in my wildest imagination did I believe that I would one day lead this party. You have put your trust in me, and I am determined to repay that trust to you. Every hour of every day of my leadership, I will seek to repay that trust. And the first way I need to repay that trust is by uniting our party and taking it forward together.
Okay, enough of him, right? I'm running out of battery power on this dictaphone, but I'd like to say that I personally think that he's the wrong man for the job, but I would say I'm as a Tory. I would have thought that Andy Burnham or David Miliband would be the right man to get them back to power much quicker. Because such is the narrowness of the vote that this implies a possibly split party. It's going to be interesting to see how it all works out. And of course, if you correspond with me on Twitter, where I'm ChrisFW, you can correspond with me as to what your thoughts are on this matter. And of course, visit my video blog, youtube.com/MrChrisR2004, where I like to blog on topics like politics and other related issues. Okay, thanks for your time. Bye-bye.